Hi, dictation for Shelvonte Monroe, Shelvonte, like Tom, A.E., Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, date of birth 8/16/1983. Date of service 7/7/2025. This patient is not involved in an automobile accident currently. He's coming to be seen as a healthcare worker. Shelvonte Monroe. Chief complaint is pain in the neck and the lower back. Neck pain is 8, lower back pain is 10, and is shooting down to the right leg front and back below the knee as numbness and tingling constantly. Additional history, patient report that she has had a recent MRI in 2018 as well as in 2014 at Providence Hospital. The reports are not available, or reports are available actually. And this MRI was done in 2024. Oh, sorry, this is a CT scan. This is a MRI, yes. And the patient has a motor vehicle accident in 2012, and she started having severe pain at the time. In the job, she is doing a CNA job, lifting heavy patients for the last 18 years. Now she quit for the last 2 years. No history of trauma is involved, no history of fall. Patient report that these pains are continuous. And please review the records for the description of the pain, intensity of the pain, ADL, modified factor for the pain, investigations, additional histories. Past treatments. Patient has had physical therapy, chiropractic. She has seen doctors. The records of which is being obtained and being released. Kindly review the records for system review, surgical history, allergy history, family history is not checked by the patient. Relationship status. Employment status, she's a CNA, 18 years, job. Legal history, none. Personal history. And no history of any headache or TBI, and no history of any sudden and severe sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, moderate difficulty in walking, and weakness, numbness, and tingling of the left leg below the knee. I need to review the records for diagnosis page also, and the ADLs. That are affected, and the medical is affected as well. You can take the medications from here and put a list of it. We can also take the lumbar spine MRI that is being enclosed also. Thank you. Physical examination, blood pressure is 218 over 163. Pulse, 91 pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'11". And weight is 200 pounds. Temperature 96.7. 42-year-old, black female. Average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, comfortable, conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, loving colony here. Sitting comfortably. The walking is not painful. Gait is not nostalgic. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces noticed. No overt anxiety, lethargy. Patient is not using any adaptive devices and is able to walk reasonably well. Rest of the exam come from the temperate, neurological, normal. Musculature examination normal. Musculoskeleton is from the temperate, including inspection, palpation. Fine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypotonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is reported to be as follows. Cervical spine is forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 30. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test was negative, and distraction test was negative. Thoracic spine, slump test and Roos test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Bridgenski Kernick test is negative, split leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, and CLR is positive, CAMP test is negative, Levinsky sign negative, Prager test negative, SI joint is completely non-tender, and standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative, consonant test, Faber test are negative, XMD is completely normal, please use the template. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is ordered to have medical record release for all the testing that she has had, medication record, and MRI reports, and they are available. Patients provided with a prescription for medication, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet 2 times a day after reviewing the maps. Rest of the medications are on hold until we have all the records available from her medication charts. Physical therapy has not been ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referred to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI. This MRI was done at Providence Hospital. And it reports ligament of flavum hypertrophy from L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, with disc bulge at L3-4, and disc herniation at L4-5, and L5-S1 with the spinal stenosis, facet arthropathy, ligament of flavum, hypertrophy. The patient was informed about these findings in great detail, and she has been informed that possibly a benefit will come from doing the lumbar epidural steroid injections. Patient understands the possible further investigation and also possible referral to a spine surgeon. That'll be the end of the patient. We'll be seen in 7 days' time. So, with all the records will be released. Thank you.